Let's turn our attention to employment, and we are going to learn a little bit about RNIB's Visibly Better Employer Standard. We are also going to hear from a company called Ecom, who have just achieved the standard, and we've got Roy Imerson with us from RNIB. Roy, tell us about the standard first of all. What is it?
The quality standard has gained some deal of support from both job seekers looking for an employer and employers that are looking to step closer to having a truly inclusive workforce. It's about an initiative that looks at the stages of recruitment and selection and retaining your staff. It's a chance to stop and look and review. And we've been supported by quite a wide range of employers across different sectors who have achieved the standard, including banking, civil, marketing and events, education, the third sector, National Health Service and retail. And since it's been running, we've placed over 300 blind and partially sighted people with those employers that have come through the standard.
So Roy, why is this particular standard so important for the employer's market? What makes it different?
Good question. Well, the standard stands out. It's first of all a symbol that's recognised across the sector. It enables recruitment managers to look at what is needed to initially bring on board people. So finding people that are looking for jobs through websites and other career channels. The biggest part of the employer's learning practices is to look at how they do the recruitment and how they attract employees. Once they've attracted them, it's the next part is how do they retain them? So it's looking at the simple things as a policy that will enable them to be able to do their work. Looks at our friends, our assistance dogs, our guide dogs, and how to support them in the workplace as well and make sure that they're comfortable. And also how to retain and train. So part of the recruitment strategy enables them to do an e-learning module, which is run by the RNIB, tailored at the recruitment sector, helps them look at how they remove the barriers themselves. Because the biggest problem that blind or partially sighted people usually is getting to the interview with a guide dog, new surroundings, possibly transport related problems. And this standard then talks the employer through how they can help them.
Also joining us, we have Megan and Jade from Ecom. Ecom has now achieved the Visibly Better Employer Standard. Congratulations on that, first of all, guys. Tell us a bit about the company.
Ecom Learning Solutions is a digital learning solutions provider. We work with lots of different clients across the public, private and charity sectors to deliver e-learning courses and platforms that suit many different needs. For example, we've developed a fully accessible learning management system, which organisations like RNIB, MenCap and many more use to deliver learning to their employees or customers. So we also have workforce development platforms used by clients like British Council, which has other functions like forms and event management, and then other things like assessment platform and virtual reality assessment platforms, which is quite new and kind of groundbreaking. And then we work remotely, but have an office in Dunfermline, which we try and get people to come to for social events if possible. But basically, we place a lot of emphasis on collaboration and relationship building at Ecom.
What was the catalyst then for looking at the Visibly Better Employer Standard and actually achieving it?
So we actually do a lot of work with RNIB already as a user learning management platform and work with us to develop their accessible courses. It's given us a better understanding of sight loss and its impact. And it's highlighted how small adjustments to the way a company does something or even approach it takes can make a huge difference to someone with sight loss. When we heard about the Visibly Better Employer status, we thought this would be a great opportunity to ensure we are doing all we can to be inclusive, but also we hope to attract a wider pool of applicants with different skill sets and perspectives.
Obviously, when you're looking at achieving the standard as well, I imagine you're kind of looking at everything quite holistically. Where do you start and sort of looking at yourselves internally and what you could maybe do differently?
There was a big focus on our recruitment process. So we kind of took a step back and realised that as a small company, we didn't have a careers page and often we'd find candidates through word of mouth or on sites like Indeed or LinkedIn. But to make this more inclusive, RNIB kind of helped us learn that we can create an accessible careers page. So we now have a process to follow where we'll notify RNIB of any vacancies to be shared with their network as well. So RNIB were really helpful in reviewing that, and especially reviewing our careers page for accessibility standards and picking things up that we've maybe not considered. But yeah, other things that we did, we're just looking at like the staff training, adding policies for guide dogs, ensuring our documents were accessible as well. It's kind of kicked off a bigger review of our onboarding process.
What kind of things are in place then for, say, current staff or prospective staff then to support them in the workplace? And as Roy alluded to earlier, progression through the business.
Ecom has always been a very flexible employer with the option to request flexible working to suit individual needs, even when working in the office. Being in the tech industry, so much can also be done from the comfort of one's home as well. We have employees spread throughout the UK, but we have social strategies to ensure everyone feels connected and nobody is left out. Also, the technology we use to work together can be used by people with sight loss so that they would be able to join in the same as everyone else. Now we have the visibly better employer status. Managers also have had training to understand what adjustments can be made for people with sight loss, so we're prepared to accommodate any requests. In the past, we've used magnification applications for staff with sight loss, and our work with RNIB keeps us up to date with other adjustments we can make for future staff. We're also making it clear at the start of the recruitment process that we will do our best to accommodate any needs and encourage people to share so that we can be supportive.
Roy, what kind of support then did RNIB provide to Ecom to achieve the standard?
When Ecom, like other companies, submit their assessment form via email, it's sometimes hard to actually ascertain from reading the answers and the information that they've put there into what is actually delivered in the real world. So we carried out a professional discussion, and Ecom met several criteria right at the beginning and was super keen to sort of meet the remainder. They were keen to understand more about the recommended interview practices and processes, look at what reasonable adjustments were, and were genuine in going forward in making their work inclusive. There's 11,000 people that are blind and partially sighted at the moment that are seeking employment, and the majority of them get stuck at finding where the jobs are advertised and what the jobs mean. Ecom, they recognised that this was an area for improvement, and within weeks had created a new website page, worked with the RNIB support from our web page designers, and created a page that was accessible for screen readers. They also sort of worked with us on policies. We can help them look at a policy and review how it would fit into their workplace. But for them, they've got to adopt it, and then they've got to implement it, which sometimes can take time. Again, Ecom did this within a short period of time and without any problems. They were ahead of the game a little bit with the e-learning because they're the developers of the course. So they already had a good understanding of what the course meant and how it was how to implement it across their recruitment managers. We had several team meetings over a duration of 12 weeks. And I would say within 15 weeks, they were awarded the standard.
A very successful collaboration there, Roy, but how do you monitor then businesses that achieve visibly better employer? How do you make sure that that's maintained?
It's not a standard that you achieve and you never hear from us. We have regular contact with them, looking at how their new practices or embedded practices are working, attracting people, because it's important to check that their changes are working. We also annually look at the six criterions and check the changes they've made. They may have adapted and increased their awareness out there, and we need to know. And we also run the Get Set program internships with the Thomas Pockington Trust, and we're working with Ecom to look at jobs which would be suited to that standard.
So back to Megan and Jade then, what would you say then to companies out there who perhaps haven't considered taking on someone who's blind or partially sighted? You know, perhaps they still see those kind of stereotypes and those sort of barriers?
Well, I think that we would say that they are limiting themselves. So everyone has potential, and people who are blind or partially sighted will have different experiences and perspectives that sighted people may never have considered. So this could unlock new ideas or help improve your company's products or services in just ways that you wouldn't expect. You can also open yourself to this opportunity of finding excellent staff just really easily. Small adjustments can make a big change, so why not just make them?
Just finally, Roy, if people would like to find out more about Visibly Better Employer, what's the best way to do that?
Through the website. RNIB's website has a very good page on Visibly Better Employer. But if they can't do that, our helpline on 0303 123 9999 is superb, and they'll be able to forward you on to us and we'll work with you directly. It's safe to say that once a phone call or an email arrives with us, we'll be working in contact with you within 5 days and hopefully, like Econ, 15 weeks later, awarding you the standard.
Fingers crossed, we certainly hope so. Roy, congratulations once again to the guys at Econ for achieving Visibly Better Employer. And indeed, thanks to all of you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Thanks.